Today's message for Wednesday 9th of February, 2022. The topic for today is Full Salvation for You. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10 verse 13. God loves all men and wants them to be saved, 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. He has no desire that any should perish in any way. Thus, He has done everything to make salvation available to all. Best of all, He sent His only begotten Son as the sacrificial lamb for the salvation of the world. There is much to be said on the salvation that God has offered us through Christ. But of immediate interest is the fullness or completeness of God's salvation package. Oftentimes, we only think of going to heaven when we speak about salvation in Christ. While eternal salvation is the ultimate, to be saved within the context of the Christian faith is wider than that. The salvation that Christ offers is total and eclectic, taking care of man's spirit, soul, and body. When the Bible talks about being saved, it also means to be delivered, protected, healed, preserved, kept safe, and to do well or prosper, all in addition to salvation from sin. Beloved, there is full salvation for you in Christ. God does not want your soul saved and your body groaning under the weight of satanic affliction. He wants it to be well with you spirit, soul, and body, 3 John 1 verse 3. While here on earth as man, Jesus used every available opportunity to minister to the total man. It is by the power of the same Spirit that souls are saved, sicknesses healed, burdens lifted, shame eliminated, and joy restored. To access the full salvation package that Christ purchased for us with His blood, you must first put your faith in Him as your Lord and Savior. Then you must also call upon His name in prayer. Remember, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved from whatsoever he needs to be saved from. Further Bible reading. Isaiah 61 verse 1-7. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.